Morning, everyone. Josh here, SG Daily number 45. It's Wednesday. It's April the 24th. And it's a big week. It's a big week because it's a short week coming off of a holiday. So I guess it depends what country you live in. I live in Canada, as you may know. And with Easter over the weekend, I went home and I ended up taking, did I work on Monday? I don't remember if I worked on Monday. But I took like my major content creation off on Monday and Friday. And I wasn't checking my law firm email as much. Kind of like my main gig, for those of you who have been watching for a while, know that the main gig is a law firm that I operate myself. And then Solopreneur Grind is kind of the side hustle right now. And so anyways, when you come back from a long weekend in anything, or sometimes even just a normal weekend, you come back to a big inbox, a big to-do list, whatever it may be, a big something, and you know you got to play catch-up. And I don't like playing catch-up, but I like to think I'm pretty good at playing catch-up. And so in today's email, I send out, if you're not on my email list, I highly recommend joining it. I send out 3 emails a week. It's pretty short, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 300 to 500 words with you know, kind of insights like the daily, but because it's the written word, and I have more time to kind of edit it, then I kind of go into a little bit more detail and I give a little bit more background info on myself and what I'm working on and things like that, because it's just more fitting for that platform. So in my email today, I gave my 5 steps to catching up after, whether it be a long weekend, a holiday, maybe an emergency, something like that. Going to go through 3 of those steps in the daily today on how to get caught up if you fall behind for any reason. And if you want to find out the rest, you're just going to have to join the email list. Anyways, so what do I do when I come back? I'm personally the inbox zero type person. So when I see an inbox of more than like 5 unread emails, I'm not a happy camper and it kind of drives me crazy. So anyways, what I've learned over the years is kind of how to minimize the emotional emotional turmoil you're going through while you're trying to catch up. And there's a few keys. The first thing is to take a step back. So you open the email, you're like, oh, geez Louise, I got a lot to do here. The first step, and might be the most important, is to take a step back and take a deep breath and say to yourself, this is okay, it's not the end of the world, the business is still operating, things haven't burned down, and I'm going to get it done, right? You're going to get it done. You're going to catch up eventually. This is not something that's going to hang over your head for months and months and months. Unless you don't follow the rest of the steps, then maybe it will. But realize that it's okay. Kind of get back into the healthy mentality, the proper mentality. This is fine. This is just a long weekend. I'll get back to these people. No one died, blah, blah, blah. That's step number one. Step number two is to then go through what's outstanding and create a quality to-do list. And the reason why I say quality to-do list is because a lot of people probably aren't great at prioritizing what to do and in what order. And as a solopreneur, you learn pretty quickly how important it is, because you don't have a boss telling you what they need and what the deadline is. So every day, even if you're not catching up, being a solopreneur is every day creating, you know, deciding. Maybe you don't do it officially on a to-do list, but you're deciding, what should I do? And by deciding that, you are creating a to-do list, whether it's written down or not. So the way you can decide that, and I talked about this, I'll have a link to it when I post this video, but I did an SG Daily on the importance of the matrix of importance, urgency, and then what I called kind of mental clarity. So using those 3 factors to determine what you should work on first. So how urgent is it? Like, how quickly does it need to get done? How important is it? Is it like super important for your business? And mental clarity that I kind of threw in there as a third part, which is, how much stress will it remove from my head if I get it done, right? So something may not be super urgent, but it's like something pretty important. And if I get it done, it will let me sleep better at night. And I'm going to, again, I'll link to that one too. So create a quality to-do list so that you have it down somewhere and you know it's going, that makes it more clear in your mind that it's an attainable goal to complete all of these things, right? I've tracked them all. They're all on paper. Now it's just a matter of doing them. It kind of, again, it shifts the perspective. It gives you that thought that, okay, everything is under control. Once I have the to-do list down, it usually helps a lot because I can see, oh yeah, you know, it's not that many things. That'll take this long. This will take me, you know, 2 days to get caught up on or 6 hours or whatever. So number one is take a step back, realize the world's not ending. Step number two, make a quality to-do list. Step number three is less of a step and more of a principle, which is don't let the rest of your good habits slip away in the meantime. So let's say you have like 2 days that you really need to spend catching up on everything. Don't cut 4 hours of sleep. Don't stop meditating. If you meditate, you should. Don't stop journaling if you journal every day. Don't stop eating well. Like, don't run to McDonald's and pick up fast food for every meal. Because if you let go of those areas, it's going to trickle down and affect everything else. So if you start eating like crap and you're not sleeping, you're not going to be able to make as high quality to-do list. You're not going to be able to finish the to-do list as quickly. So I highly recommend maintaining your routine, maintaining your sleep hours. Yes, it might then take you an extra couple hours to catch up, or it might spill into the next day, but you will be more efficient that next day so that once you finish getting caught up, not only will you get caught up quicker in terms of work per hour, but then when you get back to your regular work, you will be just as efficient as usual. You won't feel groggy or anything like that. So those are three key tips. If you want the other two, you know where to find them. Link in the description below to join the email list. That's where you're going to get all the most detailed content of mine. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm actually still about, looking at my to-do list right now, 3 or 4 items away from catching up and being fully caught up and ready to tackle, you know, the short week here. And I'm trying to implement the 5 things that I usually do, and so far so good. Anyways, hope that makes sense. Make sure to join the email list. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't on YouTube or the podcast. Really helps me grow the channel. Leaving any comments also helps as well. Hope your week's going well. I will talk to you tomorrow.